School is back on. Charlotte Mecklenburg schools are all back today after 35 campuses were closed yesterday. There was a scramble in the northern part of the district Tuesday to get schools ready while students who were off found ways to entertain themselves. WFAE's Cole Del Charco has more.
Yesterday, some CMS employees were working to clear snow and ice in hopes they could reopen. Andres Pena had been shoveling at Barnett Elementary School all morning.
Three people, not only myself, working very hard.
At a shopping center nearby in Huntersville, students from Hopewell High School, Bradley Middle School, East Lincoln High, and Middle School were hanging out. Here's Jenny Portill, a parent with two kids. She teaches at Barnett Elementary School.
What have you all been up to?
Cleaning the house, shopping, working from home. Did it look like it needed to be open or closed?
Well, it looks like they're shoveling and trying to get it open for tomorrow.
Good.
135 CMS schools weren't closed Tuesday. CMS said in a statement that the determination for closing some schools and not others wasn't a policy decision, but was based on prioritizing safety. Homeschools in hazardous areas and magnet schools with students who had to travel from hazardous areas in the northern part of the county were closed. According to CMS, it was the first time that more than one or two schools had closed due to weather, while a large number were open the same day. At the shopping center in Huntersville, some parents and children were passing the second snow day by shopping or going out to eat, like Aram Alexanian and his three children.
We had a rare opportunity to eat lunch together as a family, so that was a lot of fun. And now walking around, walking it off.
The Alexanians go to a private school, Southwake Christian Academy in Lake Norman. And Mr. Alexanian expects they'll have school today, despite the wishes of his oldest daughter, Maddie, who has exams.
If school gets canceled, I will be very happy.
But it won't be. So
it won't be canceled.
So study.
At schools where water and snow were still present near entrances and in parking lots yesterday, black ice could be an issue this morning, especially since the National Weather Service forecasts it won't get above freezing until after school starts. Schools did put out salt in preparation to reopen. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.